Luke and Susan have been looking forward to tonight all week. They were given tickets to the theater as an anniversary gift from their friend and were excited for an excuse to get dressed up and head downtown. But as soon as their cab left their home, they ran into terrible traffic. The radio even says the delays could take upwards of an hour.
Ugh. Taking a cab had been Susan's idea, to save them both from the stress of rushing on the metro for a smelly, sweaty ride. But it's clear to her that if they had taken public transport, they would already be at the theater, safe and sound in their private box.
Luke squeezes Susan's thigh through her floor-length gown. He tries to relax. It isn't her fault some idiot took an unprotected left. Susan smiles. She appreciates him trying to make the best of their situation.
Luke taps on the plastic barrier between them and the taxi driver. The driver nods and switches to a jazz station, playing a seductive saxophone solo. He turns up the music, indicating he does not want to be bothered anymore.
Luke's hand slips on Susan's silk gown fabric. He feels her skin beneath unexpectedly. He turns and she laughs.
They had hurried into the cab so quickly. Luke hadn't seen the slit in Susan's gown. He admires it now, how it goes from just below her ankles, clenched in a pair of navy beaded stilettos. He moves his left hand down from her thigh to trace the straps of her right stiletto, then carries his fingers, lightly brushing her skin all the way up to see how far the slit goes. As he does so, he watches her closely, seeing the warm, welcome shiver he is sending down her spine and up between her legs. He finds the slit stops just below her right hip. He snuggles his left hand firmly around her right thigh. His fingertips graze what feels like lace.
Susan widens her eyes at Luke, nodding her head slightly to the taxicab driver. Luke smiles and brings a finger to her sweet pink lips as he curls and uncurls his fingers on her thigh, brushing against the lace of her panties, feeling and grazing between her legs, the sensation disappearing as quickly as it came. Susan's breathing slows, her collarbones and breasts rising and falling beautifully underneath the bodice of her navy silk gown.
Luke begins to rub between her legs, slow, and then a bit faster, over the lace, as he feels her soaking through her panties for him. His cock hardens as he feels how badly she wants him, needs him. Suddenly, the cab lurches forward, then swerves down an alley, honking at the cars as it moves past.
Susan's exclamation is in earnest as Luke doesn't let the swerving car slow his roll. He slips his fingers beneath the fabric of her panties and inside her wet pussy. Her face flushes, hoping the cabbie paid no mind or thought the remark was about the traffic. But she eyes him and he eyes the road. She focuses on breathing as slowly and quietly as she can as she looks out the window and watches the city fly by.
Both still very hot, but now much less bothered. Susan and Luke make it to the theater on time and are shown to their seats right as the curtains rise and the lights go down. A hush falls over the crowd as Susan and Luke nestle into their velvet-lined seats.
Luke watches the stage as the actors begin their performance. Susan shifts in her seat beside him, but he tries to focus on the play in front of him. The back of a cab is one thing, but now they are in public, and the quiet of the theater leaves him concerned with drawing attention. As he looks out, he feels Susan's hand on his lap. Her soft fingertips interlace with his hand, and she slides something lacy and wet into his left palm.
He looks down and finds the panty she had been wearing now in his hand. His cock grows harder underneath his trouser. In the dark, he brings them to his mouth. He can feel how wet he made her in the back of the cab. He can taste how good he was making her feel. He slides the panties into his left pocket. Then, once again, slides his left hand underneath Susan's slit. His fingers brush between her bare legs, moving up and down between her inner thighs, but never quite touching her where she really wants it. Desire building between his own legs all the while.
Her hand remains in Luke's lap as she strokes his hard cock over the fabric of his pants. She waits for the performers to raise their voices and unzips Luke's zipper ever so slightly.
She feels how hard he is for her, through his briefs and under his trousers. She slips a few fingers into his pants, rubbing his hard cock while still facing the stage, appearing to watch the show. She can feel his pre-cum leaking through his briefs. How badly he wants to be fucking her, in front of everyone, right now. She smiles, knowing how they will tear one another apart the moment they are home. Susan and Luke applaud the performers, as well as themselves, for making it through the hour-long one act without ripping off one another's clothes. They head from their box to take the elevator to the ground floor.
They are the first to reach and enter the elevator, heading to stand in the back. As they wait for it to fill, Luke kneels down to adjust the laces on his dress shoes. Everyone piles in after them and faces forward. As Luke rises, he traces a finger once again up the back of Susan's ankles and legs, hiking his hand up beneath her dress until he cups her ass firmly. He shifts to stand behind her, rubbing slightly, his hard cock through his pants against her bare ass. The elevator reaches the ground floor and he removes his hand, her dress falling back down to cover her as they step out into the cold night.
This taxi ride is much shorter now that the traffic has been cleared. Luke can't wait any longer. He reaches his fingers through Susan's hair and pulls her in tight for a deep, passionate kiss.
They are interrupted by their cab driver, who indicates they only have a few minutes to wait until they are home. Luke keeps his hands in Susan's hair, rubbing the nape of her neck as they count the seconds until their sweet release. The driver's eyes dart back from the road to the rear view, watching Luke and Susan like a hawk. Every time he focuses back on the road, Luke moves his hand to a new part of Susan's body, playing a game of how quiet can she stay while he caresses her neck, her tits, her soaking pussy.
The minute they are inside the house, Luke and Susan embrace, barely shutting the door behind them. Susan feels Luke's tongue on her neck and finally is able to cry out in pleasure.
Luke grins, bending down to kiss at Susan's feet and unbuckle her stilettos. Once they're off, he traces both hands up her legs, underneath the dress, reaching her hips and pulling her into him so she can feel how hard he is through the fabric.
He presses her against the wall of the foyer. There's no time to make it to the bedroom. They must have each other right now. He unbuckles his belt and unzips his dress pants as he ravishes her neck and kisses. Her back arches against a painting hanging on the wall as he fills her. They knock the painting to the floor, but she doesn't care. She's been waiting all night for this.
Luke fucks Susan against the wall, more of their hanged belongings falling to the floor. He grips her hair in pleasure and she wraps her bare leg through the dress slit and around his body to feel him deeper.
He wraps his hands around her ass, picking her up and fucking her harder against the wall. She wraps her legs around him and he carries her to their couch, bending her across the armrest as he fucks her.
He pulls out and brings his head between her legs, tasting what he tasted in the theater, how badly her pussy needs his cock.
He reemerges, wiping her from his lips and bringing her face up to his before spinning her around. His fingers are tight in her hair and he gropes her nipples through her dress bodice. His cock is pressed up against her ass as he uses his free hand to pull her up her dress, slowly, and stroke her pussy with his hard cock. He whispers to her exactly what she wants to hear.
His fingers still in her hair, he lowers her head as he fucks her against the couch. She moans in satisfaction. This is where she wanted to be all night, stuck between his cock and a hard place.
Thank you. Thank you.